ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Jury deliberations resuming shortly in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial. On their first day, the jurors asked to rehear testimony from two witnesses, former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker and former Trump national fixer Michael Cohen. Amid a controversy over flags, Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito says he will not step aside from any Supreme Court cases involving January 6th.
After days of calls for him to step aside from all Supreme Court cases stemming from January 6th because of two flags flown outside his homes, Justice Samuel Alito told Congress he will not recuse himself. In a letter to lawmakers, Alito wrote that he was not involved in the decisions to fly either of the flags at issue and that both were raised by his wife Martha Ann, adding, "My wife is fond of flying flags. I am not."
ABC's Terry Moran. The Israeli military says two soldiers were killed in a car ramming attack in the occupied West Bank, where violence has been surging. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State education officials are threatening to suspend funding to Wisconsin's biggest school district. Milwaukee officials were supposed to turn over important financial reports 8 months ago. The Department of Public Instruction says Milwaukee school officials have to submit an action plan to avoid having funds cut off. The Madison judge presiding over the latest Act 10 court case appears to have signed a recall petition against then-Governor Scott Walker. Governor Evers says Jacob Frost should not recuse himself.
Well, I don't think so. Recusal is kind of a death knell of judiciary. Let's just let it play out.
Judge Frost could rule to restore union rights that many Wisconsin public workers lost in 2011. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Chicago man has died following a traffic crash in Trempealeau County. Around 3:40 Sunday afternoon on I-94 near mile marker 87 eastbound, the Wisconsin State Patrol, with assistance from the Osseo Police and Fire Departments, responded to a car versus semi crash. Initial witness statement and investigation indicates the semi was parked on the shoulder after suffering a flat tire. The driver of an SUV rear-ended the semi-trailer. The driver of the SUV, Shamislaw Kenia, 39, of Chicago, Illinois, suffered fatal injuries. The driver of the semi, Chambi Williams, 31, of Bennettsville, South Carolina, suffered non-life-threatening injuries. The forecast calls for sunny to partly cloudy skies today with a high of 69. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Packers OTAs continue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. The Packers had a lively practice outdoors with 11-on-11 in helmets and shorts. There is a proposal from the players' union to cancel all off-season workouts next year in exchange to reporting for training camp earlier in July. I asked the Packers' new running back, Josh Jacobs, on his reaction.
You do look forward to that time off because in reality, we don't get a lot of time off.
Right.
But, you know, especially for the guys with families, man, you know, you kind of want to spend that time and enjoy that time.
Sure.
At the end of the day, too, I think you got to keep the main thing, and, you know, football is the main thing.
Baseball, the Brewers jumping out to a 7-1 lead. They went on to beat the Cubs 10-6. Home runs from Christian Yelich, Willie Adames, and outfielder Blake Perkins.
Yeah, it was great. Joey set the tone, and then Yelich came up huge for us and just really let everybody know that, hey, guys, we can get on this guy. I'm just proud of our guys, the way they came out.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. The series wrapping up today. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 72 for a high this afternoon with wind fairly light out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, 46 and clear. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, becoming mostly cloudy, 77, with showers and a few scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included with the activation of a Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah! So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk.
Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Requires in-store activation. Device offer ends 6/9/24. Taxes and fees apply.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we learn about Riverside Rhythms coming to downtown Waukesha in hour number two. A new GOP coloring book should be fascinating conversation. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up? This is
a big party,
man.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. We're talking a little bit before the show started. It is a chilly May day.
Man, I forgot my long johns. And I mean, man. I got up this morning. It was 45 degrees. Now, that may be, you may say 45 degrees. Hey, Calvin, it's June.
Yeah, pretty close. 2 days. 2 days to June, yeah.
Yeah, man, it's June. 45 degrees is unacceptable. I'm sorry, Mother Nature. I don't know. But it's really unacceptable, you know, for 45 degrees, you know. But let me stop complaining because, you know, in Texas and other places, I was talking the other day about where my son is in Arizona, and, you know, it's blistering. All we have to do is hang in there just a little while longer, Calvin, just a little while longer, and things will be all right. We'll be into 80s early next week.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. The extreme heat can stay away, though.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, I was expecting my guest this morning, none other than my good friend Joel McNally. We'll see what happens with him. Have not been able to get in contact with him so far this morning. Trust and hope everything is all right with my good friend, award-winning newspaper columnist Joel McNally, radio and television commentator who now resides in Charlottesville, Virginia, who was scheduled to appear with us this morning. Again, we'll await that call. But so what do you do when things don't go according to plan? You just hitch them up and get right at it. So that's what we're going to do this morning. I want to begin, talking about an article that's in today's The Guardian. And, you know, man, it's almost like things happen in this country that are just unbelievable to me. And there were times in this country that these kinds of things, you know, we thought we had gotten past. And, you know, different states are doing different crazy, crazy things. And you just wonder what is in the minds of the lawmakers. Because here's one, Calvin. Louisiana law criminalizes approaching police under certain circumstances. So you're watching police, and, you know, I'm from a time when you couldn't film police. And if things were going on, you had better not even get anywhere in the vicinity of a police officer. It was taboo. And all those things changed when the cameras came into play and these smartphones, and you were able to film law enforcement officers. And I think that was good. You know, if they weren't doing anything, Calvin, that they should be worried about, why would they worry about you filming them? Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
They're public servants, man.
Yeah, I can understand not wanting to be filmed when you're not doing anything wrong in your private life. But when you work and serve for the public, I don't see why it should be a problem that how you're doing your job is being documented.
No, man. They're public servants. And so, you know, but in Louisiana, again, state legislators who are from, I don't know what planet these people are coming from, have made it against the law to even, you know, film law enforcement officers. Critics of the new Louisiana law that makes it a crime to approach within 25 feet of a police officer under certain circumstances fear the measure could hinder the public's ability to film officers, a tool that has increasingly been used to hold police accountable. Under the law, anyone who is convicted of knowingly or intentionally approaching an officer. I mean, listen to the verbiage of that. Anyone accused of, you know, approaching, you know, an officer will be fined or jailed. Under the law, anyone who is convicted of knowingly or intentionally approaching an officer who is lawfully engaged in the execution of his official duties and after being ordered to stop approaching or retreat faces up to $500 fine, up to 60 days in jail, or both. The law was signed by Governor Jeff Landry, a Republican, on Tuesday and goes into effect on August 1st. Again, once again, Republican governor, Republican legislature. I talked about this on yesterday. The fact that these people are willing to create these draconian laws that just seem to make no sense whatsoever, never mind the citizens. The citizens seem to not be able to even get a fair shake in these things. You know, I was talking with a former officer on yesterday. Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have on the phone? Oh, okay. All right. Oh, that's right. So I'm expecting, and here she is, Ms. Jasmine Harris. She is the Black Media Director for the Biden campaign on the line. Hey, good morning to you, Jasmine Harris. How are you doing, Ms. Harris?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. This is kind of amazing to me as a soon-to-be 70-year-old Black man watching how the Biden administration is now looking at how critically important a Black vote is. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on.
Yeah, so, you know, yesterday our campaign launched the Black Voters for Biden coalition in Philadelphia. We had upwards of 1,000 people packed at a school in Philadelphia to celebrate coalition coming together. It'll include, you know, 8-figure investments with local and national community and advocacy groups that will help us get out our message and help galvanize Black voters, because we all know that we have the most at stake in this election. You know, 4 years ago, President Biden and Vice President Harris made specific promises to the Black community, and they have made good on those promises. That's why we have millions of new jobs created for Black workers, record low Black unemployment, Black child poverty cut in half during the pandemic, Black-owned small businesses starting up at the fastest rate in generations, and just so much progress has been made. And it's imperative that we all come together. We all get behind Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in November so that they can go back to the White House and continue delivering for us for another 4 years.
So let's talk about why President Biden and the Biden campaign has come to the realization that the Black vote is critically important. It's not that it has never been, but especially today. Why today is it so critically important in the reelection of President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris?
Well, you said something. You said they're realizing today that it's so important. It was so important 4 years ago when they put Black America at the forefront of their administration. We have to realize that President Biden and Vice President Harris, there is no other administration that has delivered more for Black America in modern history. When you look at a record amount of Black Americans with health care coverage right now, when you look at capping the cost of insulin at $35 to bring health care costs down across the board, when you look at billions forgiven in student loan debt directly working to close the racial wealth gap, because we all know that it's Black students that disproportionately have to take out student loans. When you look at billions invested in our nation's HBCUs because they're responsible for so many of our Black doctors and lawyers and judges, when you look at the most diverse cabinet in presidential history, when you look at the first Black woman vice president, when you Black woman on the Supreme Court, when you look at more Black women, the president has appointed more Black women to our federal bench, which we all know is so important for the laws that we make both nationally and locally. President Biden has appointed more Black women to the federal bench than all other presidents. And so when you put Black America at the forefront of your administration in the way that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have, now they're running a campaign that truly values Black America because they deliver for Black America. And so they value us. And so that's why it's so imperative that when you have somebody in the office that values you, values your success, values your well-being, and then you know what we have on the other side. We have a racist. Donald Trump, when he was in office, Black unemployment skyrocketed. The amount of Black Americans without health insurance skyrocketed. He divided the nation every chance he got because he's a racist who encouraged white supremacy. And so, you know, that's the stakes of this election for Black America.
Well, you know, when Black people make up 14% of the population of this nation and historically have really been kind of the linchpin to determine who the president of the United States is going to be historically, this is no different. We have always been critical to the election of who the president of the United States is going to be because white America is divided down the middle.
100%. I think we've always been critical. We've always been some of the most informed and engaged voters every election. But I think this election is different in that we haven't always had people in the White House who have truly delivered for our well-being. That changes everything.
Well, thank you very much, Ms. Harris, and hopefully we'll be talking again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
All right. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
For so long, you and me been finding each other for so long, and the feeling that I feel for you is more than stronger. Take it from me, if you give a little more than you're asking for, your love will turn the key. Darling mine, I would wait forever for those lips of wine. Build my world around you, darling, this love will shine, girl. Watch it and see, if you give a little more than you're asking for, your love will turn the key.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number, 844-967-2789. Text us again at that same number. You know, before I, you know, got the call from the black media director of the Biden reelection campaign, I was talking about a new law that they're passing in Louisiana that basically forbids, you know, the citizenry from approaching, you know, police officers, you know, when they're basically plying their trade, and that includes filming them. And listen, I had a conversation with a retired officer on yesterday that I definitely disagree with. He was talking about how he thinks that it's okay for police to chase, and we've talked about this before, chase, you know, criminals through busy intersections and busy streets, because it's important that they, you know, get the person who could have committed a crime or who did commit a crime. And I couldn't fathom the fact that he was so focused on, we had to get the criminal, because if we got the criminal, you know, and at the expense of an innocent life being lost, this is what he had to say. And this was a high-ranking former officer, that I should be able to understand that if this guy committed a crime, their responsibility was to get the guy, even at the expense of the loss of an innocent life, that loss of an innocent life was worth it if they got the collar. I've never understood that. I pushed back on him, and he just couldn't understand it. Let's go to Bill from O'Connor. Good morning to you, Bill. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, Earl. And as always, you got a great topic. On that apprehension of a criminal, bottom line is, with the electronics, with the capabilities we have right now, necessary that they endanger other people's lives or take other people's lives to capture the criminal. If they are the advantages we now have electronically to find these people, have them call me. I'll explain it to them. I'll give you a simple concept. Earl. Even the cops understand this. That laser gun is effective at short distance. Well, you just need something like that to hit that criminal. I don't mean a laser gun, because you got to be close to him. I'm talking about something like that far away, and he's hit with a tracking device. Bang. you got your man. You don't have to go crazy. You don't have to be reckless. That's crazy. And then one last thing, Earl, this is just for you. You had mentioned a long time ago you like to try white turkey. Well, I'm having a big turkey dinner for a lot of people. You're invited. If you're interested, you can call me off the air or on the air, however you want, but I'd love to have you come.
Hey, Bill, thanks for the invitation. Hey, Calvin, get Bill's number, you know. Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the invitation. Anyway, again, we've gone through this before. We don't need to go through it. It makes no sense whatsoever. If law enforcement, and I know many law enforcement guys, I know the chief personally of the city of Milwaukee. I've known him for decades. And so he doesn't agree. He doesn't believe it makes sense to chase, you know. And now here again, we've got somebody in Louisiana who is doing everything they can to protect law enforcement officers. I'm not opposed to you protecting law enforcement officers when law enforcement officers are doing the right thing. But for heaven's sakes, if they're doing the wrong thing, they shouldn't be able to hide. We've seen that for, you know, a century or more, law enforcement officers doing the wrong thing and getting away with it was the whole purpose of the cameras. I remember the battle and the fight to get law enforcement officers to wear cameras. Hey, let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
As you know, I worked in Milwaukee.
Yes.
In communication. And the officers have a code of conduct that they need to follow. And it's a strict code of conduct. And these cameras enabled us to supervise and make sure that our officers were following the code of conduct. I never had an issue with anyone taping or whatever on their cell phone what our officers were doing. Now, grant you, were there officers who were not doing what they were supposed to do? Absolutely. And I think that we have to go back and remember that the police officers are there to protect the innocent. Yes, we would like to get the criminal every time, but not at the price of an innocent losing their life or being crippled. So what we have to do is continue to observe, to continue to have our cameras and continue to be vigilant. Because if our officers think they can get away with stuff, they're going to get away with it. Believe me. There are some people who have no scruples whatsoever. And then it makes the good officer who tries to do the good thing, makes them look bad, because we group everybody together.
That's
all I have to say.
Well, and you said a mouthful, Susan. You know, I know too many officers retired who were good officers. I know good officers who are on the job today, and they understand. So thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. 844-967-2789 is the number. On the return, Joe McNally, award-winning newspaper columnist, writer for the Shepherd Express, Milwaukee radio and television commentator, Joe McNally, and my friend, will be joining us. I want you laying in the love I have to break. I'd do an event to be your
favorite. I just want to be your favorite.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Perry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Americans are drinking less milk than ever. Milwaukee Magazine reports fluid milk consumption's been dropping since the USDA began tracking it in 1975. Milk-like beverages made from almonds, oats, and soy are largely to blame. Wisconsin is the second leading milk-producing state in the nation, behind California. Summer's coming. Wisconsin spends 11 more days than we used to, with highs in the 90s or hotter. Roop Singh of the Red Cross Red Crescent Climate Center says heat waves are a silent killer.
We don't see the same images that we see when there's an extreme flooding event or hurricanes, but heat waves are only second to disease epidemics in terms of the lives lost from natural hazards.
Sunday is Heat Action Day. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Join the Richland Center Police and Parks and Recreation Departments for the Cops and Bobbers Fishing Derby Saturday at North Park Pond. This is a free family event where you can have fun fishing while getting to know your local officers and recreation department staff. There will also be door prizes, giveaways, and awards for the largest, smallest, and most fish caught. Registration will be held from 8 to 8:30 with fishing from 8:30 to 10. Awards and prizes will be distributed from 10 to 10:30. Children 18 and under, accompanied by an adult, are eligible. Each participant should bring their own fishing tackle and bait. Advance registration is encouraged, but may be done the day of the event. Register online at richlandcenter.activityreg.com. This is also Wisconsin's free fishing weekend, so fishing licenses are not required. Catch and release fishing is encouraged. The 2024 Viroqua Farmers Market will be held Saturdays through October from 8 to 12:30. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulot.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Variety has posted the predictions for Emmy Award nominations for Best Supporting Actor in the Comedy category. 8 of the top 10 nominees come from just 3 shows: FX's The Bear, Max's Hacks, and ABC's Abbott Elementary. Representing The Bear are Eben Moss Bachrach, Oliver Platt, Maddie Matheson, and Lionel Boyce. Paul Downs and Carl Clemens Hopkins are from Hacks, and Tyler James Williams and Chris Brighetti from Abbott Elementary. Richard Lewis is predicted to receive a posthumous nomination for Curb Your Enthusiasm. The title for the latest installment in the Knives Out franchise has been revealed. The Hollywood Reporter sprung the news that Wake Up Dead Man, a Knives Out mystery, will debut on Netflix sometime next year. Director Rian Johnson revealed the title on his ex-Twitter page, as well as the fact that Daniel Craig will be back as the lead in the latest installment of the whodunit franchise. If they keep making Knives Out films, it's going to seem unbelievable that anyone would be seen at a dinner party with Daniel Craig. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 72 for a high this afternoon with wind fairly light out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, 46 and clear. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, becoming mostly cloudy, 77, with showers and a few scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Contact D&T Pump and Well for well service and pump replacement. It's springtime and D&T is scheduling spring and summer projects. Mary and Derek, owners of D&T Pump and Well, are insured and do new installs, and they fix existing systems, including submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Pump and Well at 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Pump and Well at 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time when we take a look at the very important topic of mental health. It is May, which is Mental Health Month. Be with us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. As promised, award-winning newspaper columnist Gerald McNally. He presently writes for the Shepherd Express. He's a former writer for the Milwaukee Journal, radio and television commentator, all-around personality, and he's now residing in Charlottesville, Virginia. And also, my good friend Joe McNally is on the line. All's right. All's right with the world.
Absolutely. Sorry to be a little late this morning.
Hey, Joe, that's all right, Joe. What's the weather like in Charlottesville?
It's cooling down now. They say today it'll probably only be mid-70s or something.
Hey, Joe, I got up this morning. It's on the precipice of June. It was 45.
I kind of remember that. It's one of the
reasons you and the missus got out of Dodge, right? 45 degrees in June.
I do remember. Yeah, we actually moved here in April, and I remember one April a big snowstorm, and it wasn't snowing when we moved out in April, but. But that's kind of a memorable event.
So, Joe, listen, where to begin, Joe? You're always the optimist.
Yeah, for sure.
And so the scene outside the Trump trial has been a circus. But take us to reality, Joe. A guy who's running for president of the United States. A man who's running for president of the United States, Joe, is on trial as we speak. He could possibly lose the trial and still become the president of the United States. Wake us up, Joe.
Well, that's what we all have to be awakened. There's no question about that. It is what you have just expressed is an unbelievable fact. In this country, and I still find it really hard to believe, as you do, but this is the Republican Party. That's even harder to believe. The Republican Party that I grew up with claimed to be a law and order party. They you know, those demonstrations that we were always concerned about. After the death of George Floyd and after the repeated death throughout this country of police officers murdering black citizens on traffic stops, or let's say pulling them over in their cars and having them get out in the middle of their neighborhoods and drop their pants so that police officers could violate them and to check them for drugs of their recruits. Those kinds of actions by police officers, deadly actions, repeatedly deadly actions that every decent American citizen was concerned about. Of any rate, of any political view, certainly should have been concerned about, but apparently weren't, because now they are nominating violent criminals who held the office of President of the United States. To be their nominees for president, to be a nominee for president, that is an unbelievable fact to me. And then if you add to that unbelievable fact that this particular president of the United States was elected the first time by Republicans in this country with the assistance of Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia.
through an internet campaign that was run by the foreign agents of Russia, pretending to be American citizens, and was run out of Russia. Okay, this is the Republican Party that has not only nominated a criminal to be president, but the jury is now out right now deciding whether he's going to be found guilty or not. But you know what? That is a sleazy trial. That isn't even about trying to overthrow the government of the United States, which he tried to violently do on January 6, 2021, as we all know and watched on television. And that's who they're nominating. But this trial isn't about that horrible crime. That isn't even about the horrible crime of stealing top secret government documents, including nuclear secrets of our the most top secret secrets that we have, of stealing them and taking them home with him when he finally left the presidency, after trying to violently overthrow the government and remain as president, after the voters of America had voted him out with the largest vote ever cast in American history. He tried to fight to violently stay as the president, but then when he went home, he took nuclear secrets with him, and he lied about them. He lied that he had them. His lawyers filed sworn documents that they had searched high and low, and there weren't any more secrets that he had stolen. They had all returned. They had returned them to the government, and that was a lie. And he continues to lie about that. And the judge that he appointed is presiding over that trial. And she sides with Donald Trump against the government of the United States for stealing nuclear secrets. She has now refused to even continue the trial. She has suspended the trial indefinitely because she has piled up all kinds of false claims by Donald Trump that she hasn't even ruled on yet. And she's going to take a year or two to rule on those. And she's not even going to conduct the trial. She refused to. Okay. but let me get back to this trial that's going on right now. It is the sleaziest trial he's involved in. But in many ways, it's the most important trial he's involved in, because this trial was about lying to the government. They're lying to the American people. When he was elected in 2016, we're talking about 8 years ago, and he was lying about having a sexual relationship with a porn star
That's unbelievable, man.
That was covered up by the National Enquirer, a sleazy, supermarket tabloid that everybody sees at the grocery store. and he made a deal with them to sign up this porn star to buy her story and then kill it, but not running it. so she couldn't tell her story to anybody else. She had made a lot of money. She made $130,000 by selling it to the National Enquirer, and then the National Enquirer didn't publish it. Instead, the National Enquirer published lies about anybody who was running against Donald Trump for president, including some of our favorite Republicans, like the Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who they accused of his father was involved in assassinating John F. Kennedy, which was a lie they made up, and then they made up a bunch of lies about Ted Cruz about having six different mistresses that he was having sexual affairs with. Now, I don't very often speak up for Ted Cruz, but that was, those were all lies. So that's how that guy ended up being elected president. But now he's, again, the nominee of the Republican Party. What kind of a party is the Republican Party if it's not a law and order party, and it's not a conservative party, and it's a pro-Putin party, and it's a pro-criminal party? Okay, that's where we are. That's my optimistic thing to say.
You know, Joe, the man said, he, Mother Therese couldn't. He invoked Mother Teresa's name. I mean, and you know, and nobody says any. You said, and nobody says anything about these things that he says. How does he even equate his situation with Mother Therese?
I have said this before. He lies every time he opens his mouth. He lies every time he breathes. We have never known a liar like him. Many of us know liars, but we have never known a liar like him.
He's the prolific liar.
We've never known one who basically lies every time they speak. That is hard to believe.
And especially, Joe.
And you know what? The Republicans know it. The Republicans know it, and they think it's funny. They think that's really funny. That's humorous to have a president of the United States where you can't believe anything that comes out of their mouth.
Well, you know, Joe.
Okay. That you asked me to describe what's going on in this country right now, and there it is.
But is it? I mean, you and I have been around a while. We've seen. Presidents come and go. There have been people who thought about running for president, but their character, based on certain things, disqualified them. Why is it not the case with this man?
Because it's a cult. I can never explain it, because to me he's the most transparent liar I've ever heard. I simply can't explain it. But here's the way I will really logically, very simply explain why the Republicans are doing what they're doing. It's only to hold on to power. And it is an embarrassment to the – it is no longer a conservative party. I'll tell you what Trump's voters get out of this. The only thing in the Trump's voters – except for the billionaire voters –
Hey, Joe, hold the thought. 844-967-2789. Award-winning newspaper journalist columnist Joe McNally. He's a president writer for the Shepherd Express, former Milwaukee Journal radio and television commentator as well. Joe McNally is on the line.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is my good friend, award-winning journalist, Joe McNally. You know, Joe, you know, you have always been a guy who's been able to explain in all the decades and all the awards that you've won, explaining things that, especially political issues, and that was always your strength. And you've always been a guy, even when I would say, you know, things are black and white, you know, you would always bring in some optimism and say, well, no, Earl, you know, because I was always a guy who beat up on conservatives, and you would always say, no, Earl, it's not like that. It's give balance, and there are good people on both sides. That's always been a Joe McNally that I've known. But, Joe, when you look at what is transpiring today, I've never heard you talk about Republicans, certain Republicans, or these people who are masquerading as conservatives, like today. And the fact that they, you know, this goes back to when you living in Charlottesville and those people marched through your city and Donald Trump supported them, you kind of saw some inklings of where we are at right now, right? I mean, you kind of saw this.
Yeah. And that's what I really have to say. You have always said that I have stood up for Republicans, and I've always kind of objected to you saying that, because here's what I have stood up for. I have always said that the Republicans that I knew in the Republican Party, many of them knew better than the worst that Republicans could do. Many of them knew better, but they didn't say so out loud. Sometimes they said so after they got out of office. Here's what is terrible about this. There are people in the Republican Party right now who believe every word that Donald Trump says. Now, those are not intelligent people. They can't be, because he lies constantly. And you and I know it, and many Republicans know it. And like I said, they just laugh at it. They think it's funny. They think it's a joke on liberals. But this is also what I've always said about Republicans. When Republicans say to me, are you saying every Republican is racist? I say no, but here's the bad part about that. Republicans are either racist and ignorantly racist, because there are many ignorant people who are racist, or they know what racism is and they know how ugly it is, but they refuse to say anything about it or do anything about it in their party. And it doesn't matter to me whether you are a racist who is ignorant because you're a racist, or you're a racist who supports racism because you want the votes of ignorant people who are racist. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Kurt, one of my favorite lines from one of my favorite writers, Kurt Vonnegut, he wrote about someone who was pretending to be a Nazi propagandist for Adolf Hitler. And this man was actually a double agent. He was working against Hitler. And he would put out Hitler propaganda that Nazis would embrace, but it included codes that he was sending to the people fighting Hitler because he was giving them information how to defeat Hitler. And what that man found out later was that Hitler knew that. Hitler knew that. But he didn't care, because the Nazi propaganda the man was creating was so powerful that it benefited Hitler. Didn't matter that he was sending codes to the people trying to overthrow Hitler. And the line that Kurt Vonnegut wrote was, "Be careful who you pretend to be, because that's who you are." And that's where the Republican Party is today. The Republican Party is a party of anger and hate and racism and ugly. Donald Trump was convicted in a civil trial of rape.
Joe, you forgot about the music. 844-967-2789 is the number. My guess is my good friend, award-winning journalist, Joe McNally. You can join us at 844-967-2789.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. The jury is still out. Will it be a quick conviction? Dom's hoping. Or an agonizing deliberation? I'm hoping.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.